Come back! You can't run from me!
Get over here!
Boo. You silly boy. Did you really think you would outrun me? What was that? What was what? Oh, that. Nothing extraordinary. Just dinner, you know? No, I'm not. I'm a dangerous vampire. Relax. If I wanted to end you, it would already be done. Huh? Oh, no, no. Let's not go that far. I won't let you go. Not now, when you know my secret. I'm just a fan of playing with my food. I mean, it's obvious, ain't it? I'm still thirsty. You interrupted me. It wouldn't be the same if I returned to that body and did my thing. I like fresh blood. I enjoy when the prey is struggling. How they so desperately try to break free. How they become weaker and weaker, collapsing on the floor. You can call it how you want. You can feel bad for them, even though you really shouldn't. You know, I'm very selective with who I decide to drain. Believe me, you don't even want to know who this guy was. Or the other. No. They're definitely no victims. Animals is a more accurate description. They earned their fate, just like you. I mean, why in the hell did you open the doors to my room? Without knocking, without asking. We're roommates, and I thought we were almost friends. Remember what I told you in the beginning. Respect my privacy. You didn't listen, did you? Now you're dealing with the consequences. Oh, really? You think I won't do it? Listen, I don't know what you thought in your young, naive little mind. But I am not a good girl. Not even close. So don't try testing me. Maybe that's true. Maybe not. Maybe I just said I liked you because I wanted to build a sense of trust between us. Or maybe I really do. But guess what? That doesn't change anything. I know you want to run from this. You want me to forget about it. Risk being caught and executed. Risk getting snitched on, exposed. All because you think I have a decent heart still inside of me somewhere. You are too young to even comprehend how dumb and naive you are. No. You don't get it. I'm not the same age as you. Not even close. I look like I'm your age. My body didn't change at all. Naturally, my body stopped aging as I became the powerful woman I am today. Tell me, do you even grasp who you are talking to right now? Somebody who is far more powerful than you, stronger than you, smarter than you, older than you. Somebody who is immortal. Immortal. Do you understand? Look into my eyes. Do they look nice? Or do they pierce through your soul like a knife? You know why they work like that? Why they are difficult to look at? Because they know everything about you. Everything. I can read your mind in real time. I hear the cursing, the plotting, the coping. I'm literally a god to you right now. You can't beg me for mercy and plot on how you will attack me at the same time. Oh yeah, you're starting to get it now. Are you finally computing? You will do as I say. You won't do if I don't say. And you won't say if I don't ask. Understand? Look at me again. I don't have a heart. Human. It's gone forever. My blood isn't even warm. I'm not even alive. I'm a monster, straight out of the gates of hell. Straight out of your most horrific nightmares. You have no idea what kind of trouble you just got yourself into. Got a nerve to tell me, to suggest, to assume that we may be about the same in any way. It's just so disrespectful, Rumi. What? That doesn't mean anything. Me being selective with the people I hurt. That has nothing to do with anything. It's just preference, that's all. Listen, you are really bold. I didn't feel like I had to explain myself at all about that. I just told you, just because I felt like it. I'm not good, dude. Trust me. There's no connection. Okay, shut your mouth. I've had enough of your stupid talk. If you're seeking proof for the authenticity of my words, I'm down. Long and painful. No emotions. Promise. If not, stay quiet. Appreciate the little bit of time you're given as I'm thinking about what I should do with you. This is tough. I mean, of course I want to feed on you. And I will. I'm super thirsty. But I don't know. I kind of want something else, too. But it wouldn't be satisfying if it was forced. Or would it? Quite a dilemma. I suppose I can't have my cake and eat it too. I have to resign from something. If I do, you may want to engage. Goodness, why do you look so good? Okay, here's the deal. I want you to listen to me closely. You have something I want, and it is the only, I repeat, the only reason I'm going to let you live. But under one circumstance, I need a daily blood supply from you. I will sink into your wrist. It will be very painful and agonizing. But you know, there's a mix of otherworldly ecstasy during the process, too. Who knows? You may even get addicted to it. You will likely lose consciousness every single time. But I will always stop at the right moment. That will do as your punishment for breaking the boundaries. Shh. Listen, you brought this on yourself. You can't blame me for protecting myself. Life has taught me that I can't trust anybody. In such state, you won't even think about doing anything silly. You will know. I will find you. You will feel it in your veins. Every vampiric bite leaves life-lasting marks. I can only promise that. If you agree to this, then I will try my best to be as gentle as it is reasonably possible. You know, I haven't been with any man for decades. Partially because I'm quite picky. Partially because I'm just overly intimidating. Not many men are used to powerful women like me. They can't handle it. They get all insecure and simply run from me. And don't get me wrong, you are no different at all. But you've got something else that just magically pulls me right in. Works like a magnet. I don't know what it is. I've just never felt that before. You're obviously hot and all, but that's not it. I've turned down better. It's something about your aura. That's how I can call it. You're just driving me absolutely insane. Even when you're in a weak position like this, looking hopeless and scared, I know you feel the same way about me. All those naughty thoughts I heard through our time as roommates. I don't know why I didn't make a move. It doesn't matter now, anyways. What matters is here and now. I know you think it's stupid. Why would I go to bed with someone who wants to hurt me? I don't want to hurt you. I have to hurt you. Big difference, my little mortal roomie. But I can please you better than I can hurt you, too. I wouldn't say no if I was you. I mean, what's the point, right? You know what's coming regardless. Saying no to me will only make it come faster. I'm giving you free will, of course. But I would take advantage of such lucky circumstances. Not many people get what you have. Think about it. You're getting a very special treatment in comparison to everybody else. We could do it regularly, too. It could be our pre-routine before the main routine. Hey, I wasn't lying when I said I liked you. I know you don't like me now, but I don't mind. We could treat it like it's just business or something. You get what I mean. Mutual benefit. Emotions aren't necessary. Yeah? All right, then. Follow me. Just no silly stuff, or You know what will happen. We are going to your bedroom. Here we are. Get on the bed. Oh, I'm so goddamn horny and hungry. I'm dripping fucking wet. You hear that? What are you waiting for? Jump out of those clothes. Now. That's it. Everything. I want to see that sexy young body. You're not fully hard yet. Maybe I can help with that. Feels good, huh? You want my mouth on it? No? You know, there's a lot of blood in there. It would be so easy to just... Can't do it. I need this cock working well for me. No. Don't even think about it. You won't get on top of me. That would just be so silly. Lay still for me. Don't move. Keep your hands down. I'll put you in. Oh, my fucking God. There. Oh, I missed this feeling. The feeling of getting my pussy stretched. Do you know how good it feels to be bitten by a vampire during intercourse? No? You don't want to try? Come on, don't be a pussy. Just a little bite. Tiny, tiny nibble. Okay, jeez. Fuck, I'm so turned on. I want to ride you like a whore. When you come inside me, we will get right into it. It'll help ease the pain. Don't worry. It might even feel good. Don't think about it now, though. Think about this body. Stay hard for me so I can keep using it. Oh, that's it. Just relax. Oh, roll your eyes back for me. Enjoy it. You wanted it for so long after all. Maybe not exactly like this, but how dare you complain, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel it. No, don't try to stop it. Oh, it's coming. You're going to explode. And then... Just do it. Give it to me now. Come inside of me, boy. Give me that fucking load. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. I've never felt better. What a delicious fucking blood you have. I want more, but I can't. Not until you get more used to it. You didn't lose consciousness yet. How was it? Was it good? Did you feel the ecstasy? Whatever. Sleep then. You need it. You did good today. I'm proud of you. I need to clean myself up, and then probably take a little nap too. Excuse me, Rumi. I'll be back for round two in the morning. Dream long and well. And welcome to your new life.